Researchers at ASU and the University of California, San Diego will be working to find blood-based biomarkers of Parkinson's disease. In what they call the biggest study of its kind to date, they'll look at 600 people, some with Parkinson's and some without, trying to identify changes to their DNA over time. The hope is their findings could lead to faster diagnosis and treatment of the ailment. With me to talk more about this research is one of the people working on it. Travis Dunkley is a research professor in ASU's Biodesign Institute. And Travis, what exactly are you trying to find here?
The study itself is to identify what they call epigenetic biomarkers for Parkinson's disease. Just in general, Parkinson's disease presents a very specific problem, as do a lot of other neurodegenerative diseases, in that it takes an awful lot of brain cell loss for the disease to manifest itself. So by the time a patient realizes that they have symptoms and they show up at their doctor's office, most of the relevant brain cells, probably 70 to 80% of them, have already been lost. So what we're trying to do is ultimately develop a diagnostic that might pick up this disease before then, so that there's an opportunity to intervene earlier. And that's what we're hoping biomarkers will allow us to do.
Do you have a sense yet as to how early in the process somebody's DNA might change that you might be able to identify with a diagnostic tool?
Not at this stage. It's still, I would say it's more of in an exploratory phase at this point, where we're first trying to define the scope of changes that occur in the disease. We also have included as a component of this study what they call prodromal Parkinson's disease. So these are people who have a particular disorder that is highly predictive of future development of Parkinson's disease. So we are going to study those individuals to see if we can get at that question of how early can we detect changes.
Is there any evidence to suggest that people who are more likely than not to develop Parkinson's later in life, that they have something in their DNA even at childhood or something that you might be able to detect through a blood test or something like that?
I would say not at this stage. Very little evidence for that. Parkinson's disease is somewhat unique from other neurodegenerative diseases in that it's maybe 50% genetic. So 50% of what you're talking about, folks are born with inherent susceptibility for Parkinson's disease. But the other 50% is an environmental component, where at some point during their life, they're exposed to some trigger in the environment that then leads to the development of Parkinson's.
Would that be because they already had something in their genetics that would allow the trigger to work, or could it be for anybody?
It can be for anybody.
Interesting. So really, anybody on Earth could be prone to Parkinson's in the right circumstance.
Absolutely. In fact, about 10 to 15% of Parkinson's patients have a family history of the disease. That means 80 to 85% are individuals with no prior family history, i.e. no heritable genetic component.
Assuming that you're able to identify patients earlier on in the disease, do you anticipate that that would change treatments and maybe be able to help people not get some of the more severe symptoms that we see that folks have?
So the ultimate goal is twofold. One is to facilitate the earlier diagnosis so that people can essentially be aware of what their future risk is, and therefore take certain modification of their lifestyle actions that might help to delay onset. In terms of the treatment options, presently treatments for Parkinson's disease are purely symptomatic, so they compensate for the loss of the brain cells by providing a neurotransmitter that's required and that's lost when those brain cells die. So they're purely compensatory. They don't modify the disease course at all. So by having an earlier diagnosis through these biomarkers, right now I would not expect it to change treatment course through a physician. In the future, as more disease-modifying therapeutics are available, then you can imagine that that would be an effective way to identify who needs that treatment. But in the meantime, we think that having a biomarker that tracks disease progression will actually enable faster clinical trials to be done.
And that kind of thing, I would imagine, in theory at least, could lead to new, different, maybe better treatments, potentially even earlier on for folks who've been identified as more likely or maybe even have Parkinson's, but the symptoms haven't shown up yet.
That's what we're envisioning for this, ultimately, to enable more rapid development of therapeutics. And then when that milestone is achieved, to get people those treatments earlier and identify who needs it.
Do you have a sense of how far out into the future that might be?
I think we're talking about perhaps the next 5 to 10 years, optimistically speaking. And that obviously relies on a lot of things coming together. Now, all of that has to work together with ongoing therapeutic development efforts to ultimately realize the full benefit to patients. But I think probably a decade or so is reasonable, but optimistic still.
All right. That's Travis Dunkley. He's a research professor at ASU's Biodesign Institute. Travis, thanks for coming in.
Thank you. I appreciate it.